Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Joining us now is the Green Bay Packers' new head coach, Matt LaFleur on Wilde and Tausch.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
Matt LaFleur, Matt Nagy, and Matt Patricia. Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach not named Matt? No, I'm sorry.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison.
Who is the most famous non-NFC North head coach named Matt? Matt Damon, Matt Ryan, somebody else.
And celebrating 10 great years on ESPN Wisconsin.
Can you repeat that question?
Sorry.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Clock hour, Wilde and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch today. I got a little notification on my phone yesterday while I was out at the Madison School and Community Recreation golf outing, and it prompted me to click on it. From CBS Sports, they unveiled their...
Shine on Sports!
No, this is not related to Adam Shine, although he does have a show on CBS Sports Network. The... Hot seat rankings for all 138 FBS college football head coaches. It's that week of the year where we have a lot of rankings coming out, a lot of articles of this
Dragon
nature.
Dragon Slade.
Exactly.
Did you answer what your personal thing is to slay dragons?
Winning over the YouTube commenters probably would be a big one for me, but calling them suckers probably not going to go a long way for me on that.
I think
department.
You guys have a good working relationship with the dwellers.
Most of them. A few of them are kind of mean sometimes. We don't like mean.
The mean world out there.
I don't mind getting after you. I don't like mean. There's a line there. Okay, over at CBS Sports. So they've put together, they ranked every college football head coach, FBS, 138 of them. And they give them a ranking 1 to 5.
So there must be two new teams that are FBS from last year.
Yes, North Dakota State, and I don't remember who the other one is.
I bet somewhere Riley knows.
Out east, I think.
Riley, somebody. You're listening. Tell us the 138th when you get a second.
There are two more, so it's 138 this year. And so the hot
seat. You know, the only reason I know that there was 136 last year,
mm-hmm.
and I don't even want to go into why.
Oh, I'll tell you, Tausch. You don't have to say it. The Badgers offense ranked 135th of the 136
FBS
teams.
Who was 136 again?
Massachusetts.
UMass.
Yep.
Canby. Calipari.
136 was UMass, and number 135 was the UW-Mess. Am I right? Thank you. Okay. So, three coaches are ranked a number 5 on a scale of 1 to 5, meaning they have the hottest possible seat entering this season.
I have a feeling I know who's going to be on that list.
There are three of them. Number 1 is Mike Norvell of Florida State. That's who you were going to say him, right?
I was thinking he'd be in the mix, yep.
Number 2 with Wisconsin ties, Dave Aranda.
Oh, is that right?
At Baylor, former Badgers defensive coordinator. He's been in Baylor for 6 seasons now. And he's on the hot seat down there for the Bears. Number 3, we wouldn't be talking about it if it wasn't him. Luke Fickell checking in with the hottest possible seat. Win or get fired on the ranking scale system.
So there's only
CBS
three
Sports.
On a 5 that seats at a 5.
There are only 3 who are at the 5, the maximum number you can have on a, and it's like 1.3,
sure,
3.4.
So if it's smoky to bear, it's like flammable.
This is
like whatever that
like,
thing is.
Like what it is outside today.
Very
like,
smoky.
Yes, very dangerous. That is where it has Luke Fickell and the Wisconsin Badgers entering this season. That is not a surprise to you, to me, to Owen, to Riley, to anybody. We all know they got to win this year.
I don't think it's a surprise to everybody involved. Like, I think everybody has watched what's happened and understands how important this season is for Luke and his staff and the players, everybody involved. It's a big year. And we looked at last year as this schedule is a blank, and it was. I mean, I think if you looked, you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone that had a more difficult schedule to deal with. This year, that changed. Obviously, the players have changed, but there is no question when you look at the overall picture and you want to start talking hot seats and everything else, this is a huge year for the Wisconsin Badgers and, in particular, Luke Fickell.
Everybody knows that, including the head coach, Luke Fickell, no doubt. Now, CBS did elaborate a little bit here in this article. They did say last year, entering the season, there were 8 coaches who had a 4.1 or higher, like the danger zone on this scale. Five of the eight were fired. Two of them turned their programs around incredibly. Brent Venables at Oklahoma and the Arizona coach went from like a 3-win season to a 9-win season.
Okay.
So it's possible. There's also coaches who had metrics on this that were a lot lower, not on the hot seat, who got fired. Brian Kelly was a 3.33, and Penn State James Franklin was a 1.3 entering the season. So he had, by this metric, like one of the safest seats.
Sure.
And still got fired after that loss to Oregon in double overtime at home. So that's not to say that this is a perfect system by any means. It's not to say that there is doom impending in the 2026 season at Wisconsin. There's still a lot that can happen. And I think, as we've heard Matt LaPay say, as we've heard you say, as we've heard a bunch of people, Sean Eichhorst, there are a lot of things Wisconsin can do going into this season to turn it around. And they've already taken about as many steps as you can to do that. New athletic director, a bunch of different players coming in the transfer portal. I think a lot of this season comes down to what they do week one against Notre Dame. That might not be fair. They might win a bunch of games and still lose in that first week at Lambeau Field, but you can completely hit the reset button, win over the fan base, and turn this thing around with four good quarters of football and a surprise on a national stage on Labor Day Sunday night.
I obviously, starting out in a high-profile game against a big-time opponent, is going to be a huge indicator of where we're at and also what we can do. I don't know what the point spread is. I think it's pretty substantial. I think Las Vegas is not looking at this as going to be a close football game, and I'm okay with that. I think this is the way last season played out, and how, you know, we're viewed is how we're viewed. But that first game will be a big-time table setter for how this season's going to go. I would argue, winning, losing, however, it's more about what we look like and if we've shown and seen a lot of improvements. I actually think the Penn State game will be your really big indicator, which is week four. I think if you go, they obviously had a ton of change. They fired their coach. They brought a new guy in from Iowa State, and we're going out there. And I think that will be a very good barometer, very good
measuring
barometer,
stick.
Measuring stick, whatever it might be, of where this program is and where we could be moving forward. Because that game, when you start looking at the Notre Dame game, is going to be tough sledding. I hope that we are in a great spot and we have an opportunity to go win that game. That would be huge. But I do think that Penn State game is going to be the tipping point game to see which way this season is going to go.
That's the last weekend in September, and then, of course, the season opens up at Lambeau Field Sunday night, September 6th, 6:30 kickoff on NBC, Wisconsin and Notre Dame. They call it the Shamrock Series. It's just my own personal thing. I don't like calling it that because, like, it's at Lambeau Field.
You don't like mint?
No, we didn't call the game when we played Notre Dame at Soldier Field, which was technically a Badgers home game. That didn't have a fancy name. But because it's...
I think it was Shamrock Series.
No, it was a bad... It wasn't...
No, that was Shamrock Series.
Part of the Shamrock Series. It's Notre Dame's running this.
Well,
they are. They've played other
teams
in
Notre
part...
Dame. I can't stand them.
Okay.
Like, why do they get to, they get their own TV network? They're the only team that won't join a conference. They get to call a series whatever the heck they want. I refuse to call
it
the Shamrock Series.
This is the hill you're dying on?
Yeah,
is
I'm not going to give them this. It's Lambeau Field. The stadium's going to be 80% red Badgers fans.
I don't know about that, Jim.
It should be.
It's not going to be.
It better be.
It's not going to be.
This is not a Notre Dame game.
I'm going to tell you right now, I will be happier than a clam if it's 50-50.
Oh, boy.
You understand Notre Dame is a big deal, and going to Lambeau is a big deal?
Yeah, but it's a big deal for Badgers fans who are all right here, including those who live right outside the stadium.
We have sold all of our tickets. I think at 50-50. But the LSU game was 50-50. It's a bowl game.
That didn't look like 50-50.
Go pull up the video.
I remember watching that game.
I was there.
There were LSU fans.
I was there, and it was 50-50. Yeah. And LSU came in and had a great rip-roaring time until they didn't. And I hope the same happens whatever day you just said is the game.
I do, too. And I guess if you're a Notre Dame supporter or whoever you may be, I still hope you pledge your allegiance to UW Credit Union.
Indeed, for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here forever. You proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. They're going to help you reach your financial goals. I love their mobile app. It's a simple way to check accounts, make transfers, and more. It's a very smart play from the pocket. Unique, exclusive debit cards that you can only get at UW Credit Union. Partnered up with a bunch of UW schools, teams, and artists to create credit debit card designs that are as unique as you are. Join today at uwcu.org, insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
The Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions, presented by Events by Design, continues next. Jim on the South Side versus Brian in Williams Bay. The drama, extra time last week. Will these old reliables in the blue blood region of our tournament live up to the hype? We will see. Coming up next on Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Well, we didn't put anywhere in the trivia
rules. Catch your breath.
What would happen in the event of not being able to connect properly with one of our contestants? Thankfully, we are not.
One of the old reliables, too.
Yeah, which is ironic. But thankfully, that is not an issue for us. We are connected.
Yeah, it looked
like
you had everything under control back there as you're sprinting back and forth and completely out of breath.
Not completely out of breath.
A lot of breath.
I'm a sneaky good sprinter.
You almost fell over.
Here's a guy that worries about tipping over all the time. All right, and with that, no Jason Wilde today as his summer sabbatical is underway. He will be back with us in a little while. You have Jesse and Tausch today, and hopefully that bodes well for at least one of our contestants coming up in our Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions presented by Events by Design.
Wilde and Tausch's 10th anniversary presented by Steinhoffels. Nostalgia?
It's the best sports show in the state. It has been since 2016. It will continue to be. It's not even remotely close.
Appreciation?
I'm happy that with our partners and with our fans, we're able to kind of celebrate this.
Fun?
It's clear that you guys have done an unbelievable job of appealing to fans, partners, not as much teammates.
And competition.
The greatest of all time.
16 champions enter, but only one will achieve true greatness. This is the Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions, brought to you by Events by Design. For over 25 years, Events by Design has helped organizations create seamless, unforgettable events that leave a lasting impression. Search online Events by Design. We design, you party.
The Old Reliables region. Our second matchup in the round of 16 in the Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions, presented by Events by Design. It features two stalwarts of Wilde and Tausch Trivia. They call to weigh in on the Green Bay Packers. They call to play trivia. Longtime contributors to our show, and they join us now in the Trivia Tournament of Champions. First, we welcome in formerly Brian in Greenfield. The show's been running for 10 years. He's moved since he started calling in, and he's now Brian in Williams Bay. Brian, good morning and welcome to Wilde and Tausch.
Good morning. Sorry to scare you.
Well, you weren't the one who scared me, believe it or not. There might have been someone else here who was involved
mumble,
with the
mumble.
The other one, which I learned in the 10 years, I always assumed but never asked until I asked him to play the Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions. The South Side is Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I assumed, but I never knew for sure. It could have been the south end of Waukesha or Racine or Janesville. But it is Jim on the South Side of Milwaukee, and he joins us for the Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions. Jim, good morning, and welcome to the contest.
Good morning, and thanks for the invitation. I'd like to wish Brian the best of luck. Although he was on yesterday, so I don't know if that's a rules infraction.
We did ask about that, if there was eligibility issues.
No rules infraction.
But you know what, Jim? Just like the NCAA, there are no rules. We just do whatever the hell we want, and that's what Brian has decided to do, and we've run with it.
Well, there's no prizes
involved in this, is there?
Go ahead. Who's got one more thing to say here?
Well, there's no prize in this.
Correct. No, yes, with no prize in this except for pride, which you are both very
well aware
of. I would argue
this is the grand poobah of prizes.
The eternal glory of being the Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions.
No, I do love a good
winner.
Range finder, and I do love Cousin Subs, yep. So they take that for what it's worth, too. But Brian could win twice this week, and we don't know if those rules are in place. We'll find out, and we'll see. So I have the coin.
You do.
I'm going to do this. Brian will be draft.
Okay.
Green Bayside. The give back will be Jim.
Okay.
Does that seem fair? I will flip it.
Good flip.
It is Jim on the south side and give back Jim. You can get my questions or you can get Jesse's and you can pick. Well, I don't know who gets
yep,
to pick.
Yep, you can pick. Do you want Tausch's questions or mine? And do you want to go first or second?
I've always had luck playing with Tausch, so I'll go first with Tausch, please.
Let's go. And here we go. Badgers trivia under question one. Which of these is the real name of an early season non-conference showcase the Wisconsin Badgers volleyball team is participating in this coming season? Kind of a tough question right out of the gates. Is it the opening spike classic, the first set challenge, or are you netty for some volleyball?
I have no idea, so I'm going with number one.
And you are correct. You like that netty, aren't you? Thought that was
I thought, are you netty for some volleyball is pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Thank you. So Jim is on the board with his first question correct. Brian, your chance to match him. In the category song lyrics for your first question. Song lyrics. Where you go back to the Christmas carols. A Wilde and Tausch trivia staple for this one. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Was it four calling birds, four French hens, or 4 days off?
Four calling birds.
Brian, he knows a thing or two about the
four calling birds. Yep.
Yep, you got it. All right. Everybody's on the board in round number one.
All right. Wilde and Tausch history is question two. My first singing headline occurred in the 2022 season as a parody of which of these artists when the Packers played the Detroit Lions? Is it Aretha Franklin, Eminem, or Shania Twain?
I think it's Eminem on your greatest hits album.
Yes, indeed. Boy, that was something.
The fact that we had something. A greatest hits album, and you can bet that that will be part of our 10th anniversary special coming up on Saturday, August 8th. No doubt about it. But yes, Eminem was the correct answer. So Jim is 2 for 2 so far. Brian, got to stay with him with this one. Another question about Tausch. This one in Green Bay Packers trivia. On which of these holidays did Tausch catch what would have been the only touchdown reception of his career until it was called back due to a penalty? Talked about quite frequently here on Wilde and Tausch. On which holiday did that Tausch touchdown catch that wasn't occur? Was it on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day, or New Year's Day?
Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry, Brian. That is incorrect. Tausch,
Twas the play before Gray Rugemer got a holding penalty on a keep pass, which is almost impossible to happen, but that took away my touchdown.
Christmas Day is the correct answer.
I figured that twas the night before would get that. Last one. You can close up shop here and win this thing outright with U.S. presidents. Which of these former U.S. presidents is enshrined in the National Wrestling Hall of Fame? Is it Dwight D. Eisenhower, Abraham Lincoln, or Rutherford B. Hayes?
Can I have those again, please?
Certainly.
I knew and
certainly you can. Wrestling Hall of Fame. Is it Eisenhower, Lincoln, or Rutherford B. Hayes?
I got to go with Eisenhower.
Oh, and he's still alive.
Not only did Abe Lincoln end slavery, he also was a wrestler. Pretty good little run there for Abe.
One of four presidents in the National Wrestling
Hall
of Fame.
Great top hat. There's three other presidents in there.
George Washington. I only know this because I put William Howard Taft as one of the answers.
Because he was heavy.
And then I thought, you know what? I should look this up. And Taft is actually in the Hall of Fame, too.
For wrestling?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Washington, Taft, and I do not remember who. Theodore Roosevelt, I think,
Teddy.
Is the other one. Yeah. All right. So that means.
Speak softly. Carry a big stick.
Jim has two of his three correct. He's done. Brian has one correct with one remaining. Brian, you need this one to force extra time in our very controversial rules.
And we don't know how many questions we'll have in extra time. It'll just be whatever the ref wants. Just so we get this thing back to soccer, which is brought to you by
your discount liquor soccer update. Stop by their Milwaukee or Waukesha locations for all your tailgating needs. Brian, are you ready?
I'm ready.
In the category sports current events, which of these legendary baseball sluggers was not an analyst featured on Netflix's coverage of the 2026 Home Run Derby earlier this week? Which of these players was not an analyst on Netflix's coverage of the Derby? Albert Pujols, Ken Griffey Jr., Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds is the guess from Brian in Williams Bay to stay alive. I'm sorry, Brian. Bonds was one of the analysts on Netflix's coverage. Ken Griffey Jr. was not. And with that, Jim on the south side advances in the Wildy and Tausch Trivia Tournament
of Champions. No penalty kicks. No penalty kicks. Not looking at our watch.
I
love the sportsmanship.
I didn't lose. I just finished second.
I love the sportsmanship of everybody in this Trivia Champions. Great work, fellas.
Yep. So first of all, okay, Brian, thanks so much for being part of the tournament. Even though today didn't go your way, you had a good day yesterday, and you still have a chance to win the drawing for Cousin Subs and Vortex Golf this week. You will just not
Talking
be crowned.
To you guys is always a good day.
Yep. You will not be crowned the Trivia Tournament of Champions, but thank you so much for being part of it and being part of the show over our 10 great years. And Jim on the south side, congratulations. You, sir, are moving on in the Wildy and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions. Congratulations, Jim. Any parting words after your victory here today?
Yeah, I would have guessed Barry Bonds, too. I just would like that you guys keep calling this division the Blue Bloods division rather than the Old Guys division. And I'm glad to have lasted this long.
The old reliables. And I guess maybe I did mean that everybody in this division was a little bit on the experienced end of things when we put it together. But no, it is because you guys are so consistently part of the show with us. And so we thank you, Jim, and congratulations. You've got a big showdown in the quarterfinals with Coach Aaron Mack and DeForest. One of you will advance to the final. Can we say that? I don't know what we can say.
I don't know what you
I'm
can
I'm not going to say that because we do have a partner attached to this. Anyway,
just give him some leeches.
Congratulations, give him some leeches, Jim. And you're moving on.
Thanks. And thanks, Pouch, for those questions.
Yeah, they were easy. They were, I thought, nice for Jim. Well, Jim made the right call with the coin toss win.
I mean, we got half the questions wrong today.
Yeah.
3 out of 6 were incorrect.
That's about where we should be.
A little tougher day today.
Absolutely.
For the Trinity Tournament of Champions.
Will you get them even more difficult as we get down to the finals?
I would say this. Once we get to the quarterfinals or for sure the semifinals, there will not be a joke answer in the first question.
The joke is part of the deal. You got to keep the jokes.
All right.
Fun.
Well, we make
you can
up
make the first two tighter and then the third one so it's a 50-50 shot instead of a 33% shot.
We make up the rules as we go. And that leaves
definitely
only one of our divisions remaining, the Hard at Work region, which features all of our occupational fans of Wildy and Tausch. Chef Ed, Mike the Wedding DJ, Mailman Matt, Tex in the Work Truck. So those guys still to play in the opening round of our Wildy and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions before we move on to the quarterfinals. And of course, it is presented all summer long by Events by Design. Events by Design, great partner of Wildy and Tausch, and they're a great part of our 10th anniversary celebration. They're part of events all around southeastern Wisconsin, including the Villa Terrace Gala coming up here in July. They've been part of the Buck Soiree, the Deer District Holiday Market that you've been to, Finalysis Live, of course, one of our favorite events, and the ESPN Milwaukee Open. Just a couple of days ago, we saw our great friends at Events by Design. Planning a high-level event can feel overwhelming, but it certainly does not have to. For over 25 years, Events by Design has helped organizations create seamless, unforgettable events that leave a lasting impression. Their team has been a part of incredible experiences across Milwaukee and beyond. The Events by Design, what sets them apart is so simple. They bring fresh ideas, careful planning, and expert execution to every event that they are part of. So whether you're building culture, culture with an appreciation party, hosting a brand activation, planning your next gala, or pulling off a major industry event, Events by Design can help minimize your stress. Start designing your next event today. Search online, Events by Design. They design, you party. Events by Design, bringing you the Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions. It's been fun doing this all summer long as part of our 10th anniversary celebration. Still a little more to go in the opening round over the next couple of weeks. Coming up next, Owen delivered the goods yesterday. We'll see what he has left over in Woven. That's coming up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Wilde and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch. Thanks again to Brian in Williams Bay and Jim on the South Side competing in this week's Wilde and Tausch Trivia Tournament of Champions presented by Events by Design. I would like to weigh in on the leftover fridge conversation that occurred in this segment yesterday, but we'll see what else Owen has for us first when we get into this round of Woeen.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Do you guys pay attention to the ESPYs at all?
Well, we support what the Disney organization does. We love Mickey Mouse and everything that goes on. We love ESPN. It's one of the big award shows of the year. I watch the monologue, and then if there's anything notable that comes from it the rest
Who
of the way.
Who did the monologue? Shane Gillis?
No, Marcelo.
He did the hosting.
Yeah, Shane Gillis did.
No. Shane Gillis was last year. Marcelo, is it Hernandez?
I believe so.
I think they should do from a SNL? Roast. I think they should roast. Instead of doing it, I think they should do a sports roast, and they should pick an athlete and have what's the roast master's name?
Kevin Hart?
No, the dude that runs all the hosting.
He does
all
the roasting. You're talking about.
Yeah. What's that
whatever
guy's
that
name?
Dude's name is? Let him run this and do a roast of the athletes and have I don't know somebody that's retiring have a them be the roaster and have that be a part of.
Who
the
would
ESPYs.
You have roasted last night at the ESPYs or instead of the
Doc
ESPYs?
Doc Rivers.
Good choice.
Okay.
Who I'd like to see roasted. You asked, asked and answered, Your
asked
Honor.
Asked and answered, yeah. Why do you ask, Owen?
So one of the awards is Best Play. And the winner of that ESPY was OG Anunoby with his tip back in.
The hand from God.
That was a good play.
That's a pretty good play.
Good play.
Yeah.
But how does the USA men's hockey team golden goal in overtime to win the first gold medal since 1980 not get best play?
Market.
The ESPYs were in New York last night.
Oh, they moved them to New York,
too? They did
too?
Do them in New York.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so, I think that answers your question.
The Knicks won best team.
Mm-hmm.
It happened less than a month
Brunson
ago or about
had
a month
some award
ago.
Too. I can't remember which specifically.
Yeah, this was catered to the New York.
Wow. So the hockey squad didn't get in. Did they win anything?
Not to my knowledge.
I didn't see the full recap
tough
of the
deal.
Rundown.
Well, they won a gold medal. I guess that's your
what
prize.
Else do you need to win? Jack Hughes lost a tooth.
So if Oklahoma City had done the same exact run that the New York Knicks got, you think they win it?
U.S. men's hockey wins the
I
best
totally
play
agree.
If that's the case, yeah. I think this thing was kind of New York.
So it's biased.
They had a dude from SNL hosting it. They had the Knicks all there. They won a bunch of awards. It seemed like there was some New York flair to the ESPYs.
It's a New York bias mind.
And that's what I have to say about that. I thought the monologue was pretty good. I was not familiar with the work of Marcelo Hernandez, who hosted it from SNL.
Was he funny?
He was funny. It was
he
good.
Is pretty funny when it comes to SNL.
It's nice when there's funny people doing stuff.
Yeah, it was good.
All right.
Whoa, Nelly!
So, I'm also not a big soccer fan to begin with. I'm probably in the camp with you, Tausch.
I like that.
But when I saw Argentina come from behind to beat
Don't
England...
Don't cry for me, Argentina! Go ahead.
When Argentina made another...
Is that Madonna's song? Did Madonna sing that?
That's before my time, Tausch.
That's before your time? All right, continue.
Song by Madonna.
2002, baby.
Madonna.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Soccer update brought to you by Discount Liquor. Stop by either Waukesha or Milwaukee locations for all your tailgating needs.
It just seems that Argentina made so many thrilling comebacks in this tournament, whether it was they were down 2 goals, rally 3 near the end of the game, or the 2 yesterday against England. For me, not knowing much about soccer, how improbable is it for them to make this many comebacks at this high of a tournament level?
They're the Chicago Bears of the World Cup.
So they're going to get knocked out in the quarterfinals?
They're
going to
get, yeah, Spain's going to take care of business. That's my official prediction. Messi, you're done.
Well, that's
done.
The championship, though.
Yeah.
So they're not the Bears. Bears didn't make the championship.
Oh. Well, they're the New England Patriots.
Okay. That could be it.
No, because Messi's better than Drake May.
What would it take for Argentina to be the ESPYs team of the year?
I don't know. Have a bunch of New York guys on the team.
Sure sounds like it.
What would it take for Argentina? If they won every game in like extra time walk-off winners which they've done a couple of times.
They just did it. If they beat España 2-1 and they do the same exact thing they just did against England, they should probably get the ESPY next year.
But they won the World Cup 4 years ago, which I don't know if people remember that or what, but like I think it's kind of like, oh man, they're supposed to be one of the best teams. They've got the best player in the world and they're struggling to put away some teams, including England, and England's like known for choking in the World Cup. So I don't think there's anything Argentina could do to be named.
So Argentina cannot win the ESPY next year.
I would guess not.
Okay.
I would guess that an American sports team will capture the hearts of the voters.
How much of it also is, do you think, how many people they can get there to the award show?
I mean,
does that play into it?
It's not insignificant. They schedule it at this specific time so that they can do it with baseball players.
This is definitely the time of the year to do it. I don't think Argentina could do anything to win Team of the Year. I don't think they have any chance.
Was there a team, to Owen's question, was there a team you were on, I can't recall, that had like a bunch of late wins, like fourth quarter comebacks, and you were like, man, how do we keep doing this? This is awesome. Was that in any level of your playing career?
I don't think we won the ESPY. Maybe in 2011.
I'm not asking about the ESPYs. The ESPYs.
The thing started with ESPYs.
No, now we've totally switched gears and we're talking Discount Liquor soccer update. Argentina beat England.
You're on the other side of this. That's not how Woeun works. Woeun is you have to say Woeun in order to switch topics. That's how Woeun works.
That doesn't mean when he switches topics, you blend the topics all together.
Woeun.
What kind of leftovers does Messi have in his fridge?
I bet Messi doesn't eat leftovers.
Probably not.
Probably leaves a mess, too.
Good one.
Can I weigh in on the leftover conversation?
Yes, I wanted to hear your thoughts.
Okay. Well, just wait. We got to hit the Woeun button and move on. Like,
Woeun,
do you guys not,
Nelly!
Do you not understand how your own show, like your own game works?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah. Thank you. So yesterday, you shared a story that you live at home currently with, and you have brother's girlfriend, mom and dad, right? That's the group.
Would
that's
your mom and dad
here.
Be happy if you said I got to spend a couple months at the crib?
Well, I will say this: after I graduated college, I fortunately had an opportunity to work part time at ESPN Milwaukee as a producer, nights and weekends. So I moved back home for 6 months.
Were they happy?
And my mom and they were happy for a bit. They helped with mowing the lawn and. Emptying the dishwasher, all the stuff around the house.
Stuff that I have my 11 and 12 year olds.
And after they said give it 6 months to a year, and then if you get to the point where you're still struggling to find a full time role and move somewhere, then we'll talk about what this looks like. But when you're just getting situated after college, the way that Owen has been, totally fine to be in the spot that he's in.
So I totally agree.
Not a problem at all.
Yeah.
That also means leftovers in the fridge are
fair
for
game.
Everyone.
Yes,
they're for everyone. So you can't be upset. You can't even put your name on it. You just have to take the L on this one and say, okay, I'll let you know next time I got a sandwich in there that I want to make sure I'm eating for lunch in the next day. I thought it was a little aggressive that the food was just thrown away without any discussion, no group text or no, even a yell from the kitchen. Hey, anybody got this sandwich? Nothing. That's a little aggressive. I would have expected that there would have been some communication, but I'm going to side with mom on this one and say it's fair game. If the leftovers are in her fridge, that's their house that you've moved back into. Fair game if they want to toss the fridge out and clear some space up.
But fair game to simply take and enjoy, or fair game to just completely throw it away, no one gets it?
No, it's the fridge is the house, the homeowner's property. So anything in said fridge, the homeowners can do with it what they please. If there's a half gallon of milk that they would rather choose to spill out into the sink instead of ask if anybody wants it, fair game.
What if there's spoiled milk and Owen sees it? Is it fair game for him to throw the spoiled milk out, or does
Mom, is it okay if I dump this milk out?
He has to ask Mom if there's rotten food, moldy, blanking food. He can't do anything. He's got to ask Mommy to see if he can throw it out.
There's got to at least be communication that you're going to do that. Like, hey,
I think
milk was bad. I dumped it out. You're going to need to pick some up,
Owen's
or I can go get it.
Owen's mommy would be all right if he dumped.
You're patronizing him by saying Owen's mommy.
It's his mom.
Yes. Say ma, mother.
I'm going to speak how I want to.
Owen going home.
Can speak
you did
how
this
he
yesterday,
to.
Too. I was listening.
I think it's
mommy
fun.
And daddy. That's,
yes.
That's cute.
You should
and
be so fortunate that your parents are there and are supporting you. I think it's awesome, by the way. Mommy
and daddy letting him live at home and help him get established into his post-college life. Understood.
Now there's other conversations I'd also am fascinated to have about, is your brother older or younger than you?
2 years younger.
And his girlfriend is living with them too?
No.
But over a bunch?
Yeah.
That's interesting to me.
That is interesting.
What happens there? Is it, whatever. Is it fair? Are there rules in place? I mean, she's obviously comfortable enough to be dumping food.
The only rule that we've kind of established is that...
Are they all right with us talking about this? Because this is
life. We should check that, yeah.
No, it's fine.
Well, no, this is part of the deal with your woman.
The only rule we've sort of established is that if it's on the kitchen counter, fair game for anybody.
If what's on the kitchen counter?
Anything.
Anything. Chips, drinks, whatever it may be.
So if you put a closed bag of chips in the pantry... Girlfriend can't come over and
but if it's on
enjoy
the counter,
the
she can rip open the Lay's and just go to town on the sour cream and onion.
Yep, I don't see an issue with that.
I didn't know Lay's
sold
ice cream.
But a pantry, you can't.
Like I said, hasn't really been fully established.
Yeah, there's some.
I don't think there would be.
How long have they been together, brother and girlfriend?
About 4 years since high school.
Oh, and you haven't even established the food rules yet?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Wallen!
Whoa, Nelly!
And what does the girlfriend think of Argentina's win over
She thinks
England.
That they can win an ESPY with it.
Not a sports fan.
She's not, so she will not listen to the show?
No.
Well, let's convert her. How do we convert her? By talking about chips. That's right.
Okay,
and
now, wait a minute. There's Jen in the YouTube comments is saying, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina is not by Madonna.
You said it was.
I Googled it, and the first thing that comes up, it fills it in for me, song by Madonna.
So you've been wrong about leeches.
Like, if I'm Googling it and it tells me that as a fact check and it's still wrong, what am I supposed to do?
Hard Rock Casino Rockford, a premier entertainment destination just off I-90 in Rockford, Illinois. It offers the most generous and most frequent promotions of any casino. Great sports book, great food options, and of course, great table games, unbelievable slots. They got it all, everything that you're looking for, and it's less than 60 minutes away from the greater Madison area. Premier entertainment destination just off of I-90 in Rockford, Illinois. It's the Hard Rock Casino Rockford.
We'll wrap it up next. It's Wilde and Tausch. Wilde and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch. Surprised, if we could play royalty music, perhaps Owen would have bumped back with Julie Covington's 1976 hit, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
That's 50-some years old, song.
Celebrating its 50th anniversary.
Well, Madonna had something to do with Argentina, too.
Madonna played the character in the musical Evita 2 years later who sang the song, and that's why she is most known for
singing
it.
I knew there was something there.
Let's get to our clip of the day, which if you were watching in the 9 o'clock hour, you know what this is going to be, and if not, hopefully you're not eating lunch while you're watching the show.
Hi, Aaron. Coming to you live from a beautiful day here in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. I just wanted to say that your picture was received, and I am prepared to now handle my end of the bargain. So I made my trip mile down the road to Fleet Farm and got some big red worms here. And now we're gonna take this guy. You can see him, it's alive and kicking. And we'll see how it goes.
Show me in the mouth.
All gone.
Ugh, he's definitely chewing.
Congrats on another break.
He chewed it. And then he goes on to say, that's Jack, by the way, the son of the golf coach, John.
Thank you to get to Jack and John and the whole team at Old Hickory for, you know, A, having us out to golf, but B, also to provide a full hour of content today, which
is pretty spectacular.
Great.
Eating a worm to get an autographed football from Aaron Rodgers by reaching out to Luke Getsy to propose the notion in the first place.
Got
to
give him credit for being smart, indeed.
Homer is in as our cousin sub of the day tomorrow. Owen gets a day off. I'm going to produce the show for you and Homer.
Well, it'll be nice.
We're going to get off the rails tomorrow. It's going to be a ton of fun. Thanks to Owen for filling in not only today, but the last couple of days while I've been out and about with you guys and doing this show and here and everything else. Thanks to you, Tausch, for having me. Thanks to Jason for taking a couple of days off.
You're welcome.
And we will see you all tomorrow. As Jason always says, have a great day. Take care. Be good.